Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. It's Betty.
Hey, Betty. How are you?
Very good. And you?
Morning, Nancy.
Hey. Are you scheduled to get all this snow?
Uh-huh. We are.
You are, too?
Yes.
I'm glad we're sharing across the state.
Absolutely.
We've had a reprieve, which I loved. Oh, well, it is January.
Yes.
Anyone else want to say hello? Just you and me against the world?
I guess so.
Mary Lou has arrived.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Fair.
What's going on now?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been sick at all this year, and I took kind of, I guess, some of that stuff last night that your stomach and other than I have never had.
Are you taking lactoferrin?
Yeah, I had been, but I was just wondering what I was going to take this morning for my stomach.
Put a flex on it.
Do what?
Put a flex on it.
Okay. All righty.
I remember a number of years ago, a woman in my downline had her granddaughter with her.
Uh-huh.
And the granddaughter, young, got something stomach-wise. And so she cuddled up with her in bed, and all she had was mag steps, put them on her granddaughter's stomach, fell asleep instantly almost, and woke up feeling fine.
Well, boy, I've been having my back bags on my back, but I sure put it around on my stomach then.
You only have one?
Huh?
You only have one?
No, I have more.
Put another one on your stomach.
Okay. I will sure do it.
Let us know how it goes.
All righty. No, I've been taking lactoferrin go because I kept thinking I was running a low grade in something or other in my ear.
Uh-huh.
So I was doubling up on my immunity and my lactoferrin.
Has arrived.
I also remember when the other Ciaga first came out,
uh-huh.
I thought, okay, anyone who walks...
Has arrived.
Anyone who walks through my door is going to get a sample of this. So I had some guy coming to film some of my windows.
Uh-huh.
The sun wouldn't kill the carpeting. And I figured, you know, here's my good chance. So I asked him if he would taste something for me. And I gave him an ounce of Ciaga pretty soon when he got here. And, you know, I don't even remember whether we talked about it at all, but a little while later, he said to me, what was in that? I said, why? He said, when I walked in, my stomach was really crazy, and now it feels fine. I said, okay. He just told me what I wanted to know. So I don't know whether the new one, since it's even higher on the auric scale, you might want to pump that up.
Oh, I take it every morning, but I haven't taken it this morning. I hadn't done anything just yet. I thought, I don't know what to do.
Well, I remember with the original one, they said one is for maintenance, two is for, I don't remember, but you can go up to three if you're not feeling well. So, FYI.
Okay. Well, anything's worth a try because I just, I really didn't have time for all this stuff. But anyway, it sure did knock me last night, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll try it. See,
okay.
I hadn't thought about the back flex, putting on your stomach.
Well, you know, when you've had an experience that someone tells you about, you kind
yeah.
of fall away sometimes.
Uh-huh, you do.
Not necessarily all the time, but that one I have tucked.
Okay, good. Because it feels like, you know, inside my gut that it's just my stomach there and all, or like what you'd have with a gallbladder attack or something.
Ooh.
That I don't know. And my gallbladder's gone, so I don't know what I could do on that. They took
so you
it
know
out.
What that would feel like.
Yep, so
uh-huh.
anyway. But I'll sure put that
they,
on. Try
I don't think they grow back.
All righty. And thank you for your recipes. They were good.
Oh, we will. Anyone else want to say hello?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Anyone else?
I was going to tell Mary Lou that that little quilt helps, too, or... If you don't have a small one, the big one helps, too,
right.
on your stomach, so.
Yep.
That what kind of, a quilt?
Quilt.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some of the old mini quilts, the little ones, demonstration ones. And
oh,
they
okay.
Wonderful, but
we know that they came out with a new one, right?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that yet, so I need to.
Yeah. Anyone else have anything to add or questions or thoughts? Okay. I finally watched a little bit this weekend. I'm afraid my DVR is going to say, you have 100% recorded. You can't use it anymore. I don't know how I went from 50 to 80-some, but it snuck up on me. You know, some of them are just so good that you figure you're going to save it and show to somebody, like maybe a child that this might pertain to. And, of course, when they come, they don't want to watch. I'm just going to go through my notes briefly and look and see if anything pops out at me. On December 31st, New Year's Eve, on the docks, they talked about fat. And there are three kinds of fat, which was interesting because I don't think I realized that there are three kinds. I think I only knew thought about two. But when I tell you the third, you'll understand. First is subcutaneous, which means that it's right under your skin. You can pinch that kind. It can be genetic, but you can also get rid of it. The second one is intramuscular. And I thought, so is that like the visceral fat they talk about? And he showed probably a rib steak, which is a fatty steak. And so if you think of that being, it's cut from a muscle, that's what the fat looks like intramuscularly in your body. And that's from triglyceride. That is your triglyceride fat. It's the marbling. And it's a good source of energy while you're exercising. Women burn more of these fats with exercise than men, and you can also get rid of that fat. And the third one is the visceral fat. And we've talked about this one many times. That's the one that lines the internal organs, and that's your belly fat. That's your omentum, although they did not mention that word. And that's where the apple shape is attributed to that fat. That's the toxic goop. That's what they call it, toxic goop. It's deadly to the internal organs. It's an active fat, and we talked about this. Dr. Oz has said it has a life of its own, has its own stuff that's
has arrived.
And you also can get rid of it with whole foods. Lots of veggies, especially the watery ones, they say. And they mention lean protein as well as avocados and nuts. Combine fiber with the complex carbs. Limit your empty snacks. I wish I could read my... Oh, here's an exercise. Oh, this is a good exercise. Stand 2 inches in front of a wall, bending your knees at a 90-degree angle, and you'll feel a burn. That's good for your butt. And if you can, the longer you can hold that, it really, you can work up to it. Obviously, you won't be able to do it for very long the first time, but it's also good. And you can also increase your resistance by holding weights. The best way to lose fat is to build muscle. So, anybody else want to say hello? Okay. Anyone have thyroid issues on this call that you want to hear what they talked about thyroid?
Go ahead. I don't have them, but this sounds good.
Okay. it always interests me because I have a non-functioning thyroid, have for years. Thyroid hormone dictates to almost every cell in the body, the brain, the heart, the muscles, how to use energy. You can have lots of problems if it's out of whack. Hypothyroidism. With hypo, you will gain weight because your metabolism shuts down. Unexplained hair thinning, muscle weakness and cramps. Hyperthyroid, that's a very active thyroid. It means that you have too much of the hormone and it speeds everything up. Weight loss, palpitations, sweaty hands, you can have hand tremors, your skin can be warm or moist or sweaty, your pulse can be fast, and when you go to your doctor, he, she should be palpating your thyroid gland, which is in the front of your neck, above the Adam's apple. And if they're not, you should ask them to, because as we get older especially, and I think especially women tend to go hypo, not enough thyroid in their bodies, and you know, it needs to be in balance. There is a blood test. I have it annually. In fact, my new internist wanted me to go back in 6 months to repeat the thyroid. I said, I've never, you know, I've always been on once a year since it was stabilized. I don't know if that's necessary. And I'm aware if something's going on to go in. And I remember years ago I was having palpations, and I went in and my thyroid had to be the dosage had to be changed. There's an ultrasound to examine the blood flow through the gland if you're hyperthyroid, and as I said, the blood test. The hypothalamus is a thermostat in the brain. I didn't realize that, I don't think. Anyone have any questions? We know that massage reduces stress. If you can get something with L-arginine, it speeds up your metabolism. It's in coconut water. This is from Dr. Oz. The L-arginine does? L-arginine. It's in coconut water, among other things, so I don't know if I have it someplace else, but it's in or not. Let me look. Anybody listen to Roger's call last night?
No, I had to work late, so.
Okay.
I tried to listen to it, but I was so feeling so bad.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to everything, but it...
Yeah. You can go back and listen.
Try it again for us. What were your notes on it?
I don't take notes.
Oh, you just listen.
I just listen. You can go back and listen up until... Well, actually, he's going to every other week now, so it'll be up for 2 weeks. You can listen to it. And all of their calls they mentioned last night are archived. I'm assuming either to listen or possibly record. I haven't checked.
Okay, I missed part of that. I didn't know what he was...
Yeah.
And he was giving lots of information, so he's just going to have them on every other week.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
What was it that the hypothalamus regulates?
Temperature.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Roger said something else.
How much fat in the brain? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Maryville.
I couldn't remember. He said something else. I was going to ask somebody about it. I can't recall what it was.
His product. It's not new anymore. He's changed the formula a little bit. It won't be available until the 21st of January. They're back ordered. But there's something with the way the green tea and something else in there. And I don't think he actually said that it reduces cravings, but I believe he said it speeds up the metabolism to help you lose weight. Don't quote me.
I think he did say something, or that was in his, something about that, because he said that it would help you with those cravings or something. I didn't remember.
Yeah. Now, one woman called at the end when I had the Q&A and mentioned that she was sleeping very few hours, and you know, is this going to change? I sure don't want to go there.
No.
And so, Zach, the guy that he works with, his wife, during the holidays, without being told anything, and it was the original formula, without being told that it may help her lose weight or anything else, during the holidays, lost, I think, like 8 pounds by changing nothing.
Sounds like I'd better get some.
Paid political announcement. I remember Shar said she was using it. I believe that, and I don't know whether it was the new one or the old one, some people were actually using 2 a day. And he explained why it's packaged the way it is. They didn't want it in the plastic canisters because they didn't want any, I guess it's very fragile when once it's open to the air, things change in it. So, interesting.
Well, they got it in packets or something like that?
I it sounds to me like it's an individual packets that you, I believe, add to water or whatever. I don't know for sure, though. You know, that was not discussed. But it does sound like it's an individual packet of some kind.
It sounds like the jade packets or something on that.
Although I would imagine it must be, I'm thinking rectangular, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
On January 3rd, the doctors had 52 tips for a healthy new year. And I'm just going to run down some of these anyway. Try something new. Anyway, wait, before I go on, anyone have any questions or thoughts?
No.
Okay. Make a reservation. A reservation. You can see where my mind goes. Make a resolution. Write it down and be specific. And get support. In other words, get on a lifestyle call. To increase that'll increase your success rate. Laugh more. Love that one. You know, children laugh 100 times more than adults. Lift weights. That one is really important, especially for women, because we definitely lose muscle tone, and muscles what burns fat. Have protein before a workout. It fuels your muscles 30 to 60 minutes before your workout. Mix carbs with protein. Get out of the cardio rut. Biking, spinning, running. Alternate fast and slow if you're running or walking. Jump rope, that's a big one. You burn 680 calories an hour. Dance. The more muscle groups you burn, obviously, the more muscle groups you use, the more calories you're going to burn. Now, they say begin with an orange before a meal. I've heard an apple really slows down the amount of food you're going to eat. So sometimes maybe it's a good idea to have a higher sugar fruit at the beginning of a meal or even 10, 15 minutes before your meal. I don't know. Carry cash. Now, this is an interesting one. Pay cash for your meal, and you'll eat healthier. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Unplug for dinner. If it's a noisy place, you'll consume more calories. Brush your teeth after eating. You won't eat when your teeth are minty fresh. Take an honest look at yourself, and you'll eat 30% less if you eat in front of a mirror. We've talked about this. Another thing is to eat naked. I remember talking about that years ago. To help you quit smoking, put a cinnamon stick in your mouth. Commit to stopping. All I have here is honey and straw. I imagine honey and strawberries, but I don't know why. That must have to do with smoking, because the next one says ice cold water through a straw simulates a cigarette. Now, for those of you who are still smoking, stop. Just an aside on smoking, my son's secretary ended up in the hospital the Tuesday before Christmas because she couldn't breathe, and immediately when she went to the urgent care, put her on oxygen and immediately sent her to the ER. And was in until they finally let her out on Christmas. And she was a heavy smoker, and she said she still, I talked to her last week, still is on oxygen. She really got scared, and she hasn't had a cigarette since that day, and she swears she will not smoke again. And I said to her, if you ever need someone to give you a boost, call me, because nobody could be more adamant than me. Nutmeg, anti-inflammatory, good for the skin. It can, hey, there you go. I knew that was the reason I was reading this, Mary Lou. It can soothe your stomach ache. Also can help with toothache pain. It can fight acne with nutmeg paste 3 times a day, nutmeg and milk. Nutmeg on food to soothe an upset stomach. Ease a toothache with nutmeg oil. Pickle juice eases muscle cramps. 37% faster than water, and 47% faster than drinking nothing at all. Loaded with electrolytes, but it's also very high in sodium, so be careful of it, guys.
Are you saying just to mix up some nutmeg?
Use it on your food, use it. There's a nutmeg oil that you can use on a toothache. But put it on your food if you have an upset stomach. Or,
I was going to say ginger is good for an upset stomach, too.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who wear nail polish, the dark nail polish apparently can stain your nails. Try whitening toothpaste, brushing it on your nails to get the dark stains off. For those who get blisters, antiseptic mouthwash on a cotton swab can dry out the blister. If you get a bladder infection, half a teaspoon of baking soda in water. Drink it to prevent and treat UTIs. It's also good for your teeth and throat. Beet juice increases the blood flow to the brain in older adults. Of course, that's not us. Oh, my favorite, chia seeds. High in antioxidants and omega-3s. It can fight aging, and it's good for your skin. Love my chia seeds. Champagne scrub for radiant skin. Use milk, yogurt, sugar, and champagne. I guess you brush it on. Strawberries to scrub your feet. Sake, S-A-K-E, removes age spots. Red grapes. Something with sugar. Can't read my writing again. M-A something. I don't know what that means. Ah.
What was the soda in water for?
Baking soda?
Yeah.
Bladder infection. Drink it to prevent and treat UTIs. Half a teaspoon in a glass of water.
Yeah. I always thought cranberry juice was good for that.
Right. The only thing with cranberry juice is you have to use a lot of sugar. And I'm not sure that I haven't heard that that's... Well, I think the big part is that you have to use so much sugar because the cranberry juice is so bitter. Use apples to combat aging and honey on face. Hyaluronic acid in apples plumps up the skin. And he has recipes for these things that didn't get, that, you know, on the site. This is the doctors that give for all of these things. Moisturize before you shower. Use coconut oil several minutes before you shower, and then he says hot shower. You shouldn't use a hot shower, especially in the winter when it's so dry. Opens up the pores, and the oil can penetrate better. So for those who have the coconut oil, try it. And I don't know where you're supposed to go for this several minutes while you're waiting. It's too darn cold in my house to stand there naked for several minutes before getting in the shower. Hydrate inside and out, especially in the winter. You need your omega-3s and zinc. Apparently that helps hydration. More than half the population suffer from allergies. 55% are positive to allergies. Probiotics, the healthy bacteria, help restore a healthy natural bacteria in the gut. To reduce dust mites, wash your bedding in hot water, 130 degrees. In the summer, be sure to get your summer skin check. Keep track of your moles. It's important to have a derm look at your skin once a year to make sure that there's nothing growing that shouldn't be. Avoid caffeine. Oh, any... If you're going to get a bikini wax, I'm going to have caffeine 24 hours before. Okay, fight colds with eucalyptus oil. If you're using it with a humidifier, be sure that it's okay. I don't know what that means. I can't read my writing. Something clears the head. I don't know what it says. Surfing? I don't know. Immune-boosting foods, garlic. It raises your white blood cells. Mushrooms are loaded with B vitamins. Pistachios are high in fiber, as are all nuts. High in antioxidants. They lower your blood pressure. Could lower stress levels. for constipation, prunes, peas, plums, peaches. For an earache, warm washcloth to the ear is soothing. If there's an infection, see a doctor. Warm garlic oil or olive oil on the ear, a few drops. I've heard that for years. Be sure it's not too hot. If there's draining from the ear, don't put anything in the ear. Yoga improves your heart health, lowers your blood pressure, lowers stress, improves your immune system. If you do it for eight weeks, you'll improve the flu something by 35%. Flu bug. Vitamin D, they said 150,000 cancer cases. Oh, vitamin D. 150,000 cancer cases are prevented by taking vitamin D. You need to be tested to see what your level is. To improve the health of your breasts, eating vegetables increases the something in it. Lowers the cancer risk by 17%. Oranges, carrots, sweet potatoes, squash, butternut squash, leafy greens, kale, spinach. Best to eat vegetables raw or lightly steamed. Heat destroys the good phytochemicals. Get rid of the white carbs, sugar, pasta, white bread, rice. Triggers estrogen-like chemicals in the breast. Switch to whole grain and beans and cut tumor risk by half. Roger was very strong last night on if you're trying to lose weight, go without carbs. I believe he said he said 4 weeks, maybe it was only two, but no pastas, breads, unless it's just seeded bread, that kind of, no white stuff, because it just starts, it has to do with the insulin and the glycemic, and especially when you're starting, it's much easier to not use them. You have an increased risk of breast cancer by 25% with more than 7 alcoholic drinks a week. If you've had a 45-pound weight gain after high school, it doubles your risk of breast cancer. You should have an annual digital mammogram. Every 3 to 4 months, a small tumor can double in size. Superfoods, avocado, the mufa, blueberries, red peppers could lower your risk of certain cancers, heart disease, diabetes.
Read those again. Avocados?
That's the mufas, blueberries, red peppers. You know, the good colorful vegetables and fruits, any of the berries, actually. I can't read. Something helps improve eye and skin health, but I can't read what the word is. Blueberries have flavonoids, protect the brain from damage and inflammation. One of the best sources of flavonoids and improves memory function. Red peppers, one has as much vitamin C as an orange. Could help prevent or slow down arthritis, lowers the risk of eye disease like cataracts.
That was the red peppers?
Red pepper, yeah. And thereon, in fact, it was mentioned again yesterday, halt the salt, lower your sodium. There are fewer deaths with less salt. Take charge of your health. I think that Americans are eating twice as much salt now as they were 20 years ago. I had a discussion with a friend of mine the other day, because they said, we had gone to a Turkish restaurant, I think. No, an Indian restaurant. And a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned this to this gal, and I said, when I said to the waiter that I didn't want salt, and he looked at me like I was saying I didn't want a cow to walk in front of me or something, and I'm thinking, with all the spices you use, why do you need to put more salt in? And so she said to me, you're off sugar and you're off salt too, Nancy. And I said, well, yeah, with my tinnitus and my Meniere's, I said, but I've never been big on salt anyway. She said, well, you have to make sure you get some. I said, believe me, that's never a problem. There is enough salt in everything we do, but that's never a problem.
And my ears really whistle if I get too much.
I think that, and she said that she, which I didn't know, has tinnitus also, and she tried it a few years ago and didn't notice a difference. I don't know, number one, how closely she tried it, and number two, how long she did it. But if you really, I noticed a difference also, Onita, and, you know, I told her that. So it's just interesting the way people look at things. There's an increase of $1,400 a year on health care costs if you're obese. That amount has doubled in the last decade. Cell phones are 18 times dirtier than a toilet handle. Dirtier than the bottom of your shoe.
I believe that. I heard something, or read something the other day, maybe that was in a hint in the paper. They said something about, a gal had said that her husband, when he went to the hotel and took the plastic off of the glass or whatever, he used that to put over the remote.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought too it was.
Huh. You can lower the risk of head and neck cancer by 39% with 4 cups of coffee a day, not decaf. I don't know if that's the reason to start drinking coffee, and I don't intend to,
green tea is good for you, too, so
Iced tea can increase the risk of kidney stones if prone to them, but freshly squeezed lemonade, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Don't add milk to your tea. It reverses the cardiac benefits of the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't swish wine in your mouth. For those of you who drink, it increases the acidity and erodes the enamel on your teeth.
I'd heard that before, too.
It's important to know your blood type. How many of you guys know your blood type?
Yeah.
I do.
I'd say positive. What, Charles?
I carry a card in my wallet. I don't remember, but I do carry a card.
Yeah, mine's B positive, so.
O is the universal. If you have fibroids, don't ignore them. Don't use multiple creams on your face. You should use one at a time, because if you put more than one on at a time, it'll clog your pores and it can dry it. Shower mistakes. Long showers with hot water. Using sodium lauryl, whatever that sulfate, in your shampoo, don't use it. And it's hard to find shampoos without it, I think. You should wash your face after you've shampooed and rinsed your hair. Get a water softening shower head to remove some of the minerals in that hard water. Change your razor blade often. You should clean it under hot water. Don't use it if it's rusty. They really had to say that. If you use a loofah, which some people like to use in the shower, change it every 3 weeks because bacteria can get in those tiny holes and multiply.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Use your eye drops as directed. Never use more. For running, you know, joint pain is joint. Keep your joints. Knee joint is the most common overuse problem with runners, the injury with runners. Overuse too quickly is the biggest problem. Knee brace can support and strengthen the collateral ligaments. Oh, the number one rising health problem is medical amnesia. So many people who go to their doctor either consciously or a little bit unconsciously don't tell their docs everything, including some of the meds they're taking. It's really important that he/she knows as much as you know about yourself so that they're accurate with what they're doing. The calcium in milk can affect the absorption of iron. If you're ingesting large amounts of calcium and adding iron to your diet, they counterbalance the effect. Caffeine can affect your medications, can also increase an asthma attack. So they're telling you it's good for one thing and bad for another. Surprise, surprise. Don't mix alcohol with your meds. Then they talked about grapefruit, and it's interesting because after hearing this, I called the pharmacist to ask about grapefruit with thyroid meds, because I really like grapefruit, and I've avoided it for years since it came out that you shouldn't have grapefruit if you're on medications. They said on the docs, don't eat grapefruit or grapefruit juice if you're on cholesterol meds, because it blocks an intestinal enzyme that won't break down the drugs, which is as well as your heart drugs, and it could lead to an overdose of the drug. So if you're on cholesterol or heart meds, you should not use grapefruit products. As far as the thyroid, she said that I shouldn't do it every day, maybe a couple times a week if I wanted to, away from my medication, which I end up taking in the middle of the night when I get up to go to the bathroom, because I'm supposed to take it away from food for a couple of hours, too. So, any questions about anything?
No, I'd stay away from grapefruit because it's a diuretic for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's bad?
It just runs right through.
Oh, okay. T does that. But if you're on meds, you have to really be careful of that one. It's really, and it's so good. I know when I go to Florida, I figure, you know, for the week or 10 days I'm down there, I don't care what happens. I don't have it when I'm home. So, and I may start buying them and have it occasionally. I used to eat it before they came out. However many years ago, because I've been on thyroid meds now for 35 years, and nobody knew. So, I don't know. Anyone have any questions, thoughts?
I'm going to have to tell my daughter about that, because she had her thyroid was totally removed here the other year from cancer. So.
Oh.
So she has to take meds all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And she will for the rest of her life.
Right.
Yep. Anybody watch Dr. Oz last week with Deepak Chopra?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Dr. Chopra.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I've watched him for years. I took a ton of notes, and if somebody reminds me, I don't have to, it's 3.5 pages. I don't, you know, we're past the time already. Somebody reminds me next week, I will go through it with you because it was wonderful stuff about reversing aging. And I kept rewinding and rewinding and rewinding. And he's just such a wealth of information.
Who is this, Nancy? I didn't see it.
Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
It was on last Wednesday.
Our PBS station has a program called Healing Quest on.
Mm.
Usually have one short segment with him on it. So.
Mm-hmm. Is that during the time when they're raising money or just a general program?
Oh, that's just a general for every week.
Wow. Okay.
They do that, and then there's one called Second Opinion. But
uh-huh.
That Healing Quest is really, I really enjoy that.
So. Yeah. I forget, he asked how old he was, and I think I know he's in his 60s. Was it 62, 64? I forget.
I don't know.
Yeah. He really is brilliant, though. Well, anybody have any final thoughts?
You know, Nancy?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can't find my mic. So, anyway, just wanted to mention I had finally gotten brave enough and took the time to make the tofurkey on Sunday.
Yeah?
And it was awesome.
Really?
I absolutely loved it. Char sent me two recipes, and I took the smallest recipe just for that had just a few ingredients, and I added like 2 tablespoons of miso from the other recipe and put in there, and it was just a tiny bit too strong maybe as far as salt, so I maybe back up the back off the soy sauce just a little bit.
Okay.
But it was just absolutely awesome.
Wow.
And the family had their pulled pork, and I had my tofu, and I was just tremendously happy.
Would you send me that recipe that you followed, and I will send it down, Steve?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was really easy. I found it called for 16 ounce blocks of tofu, and what I found was 19 ounces. So I added just a little bit more.
Sure.
Soy sauce, you know, just, you know, and a little bit more of the ingredients, but I don't think I will next time on the soy sauce, but
mm-hmm.
I added the miso, but it was,
yeah.
it was just absolutely amazing. It's sort of, and the tofu, when you usually get it in the tubs, they're like 3 inches wide and 6 inches long and 3 inches high. Is it usually a one block of tofu, or is it like 4 blocks of half that thick?
Uh-huh. Okay.
How does it normally come? Does it come?
I've only bought the silken soy, the tofu, so I don't know.
So that comes in a total big block?
It comes in a package, just a rectangular package.
Comes in a big block, yeah.
Okay, see, this came in 4 smaller blocks inside the package, which I thought was very convenient.
So I just
put it in, you know, it says to put it in the pan and to marinate it in the pan, and I just put in quartz Ziploc bags to marinate it. One per package, and I had 2 packages, so 2 bags, and put half the liquid in one and half in the other, and it really worked great.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. I have not tried that.
I haven't either.
Yeah, it was just amazing. I could just pick up the block and chaw away.
Huh. Good. I wonder if you can use Bragg's instead of the soy sauce.
Well, you know, I wondered about that. But my experience with using the Bragg's in the past, when you heat it, it loses its flavor.
I haven't really used it much, so I don't know, and I do not have soy sauce. Because it's so high in sodium, I won't even buy it. I know there's a lower sodium available, but I really, you know, it's not something I would use.
Yeah, well, they called for, on one of the recipes I was looking at online, they called for something else that's similar to soy sauce, but about 10 times more expensive.
Uh-huh.
And the little recipe that Char sent me was just using regular soy sauce, and it worked great.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll send it down.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep. Wouldn't work.
Has left the conference.
Next time I'm going to try the recipe that has the bread in it, but, you know, for stuffing. But I didn't have enough time to try to make bread too.
Well, if you want to send me both of them and say this is the one that I made, that would be helpful.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
Okay. So I've made the brownies and made those, so now I got to do something else.
Have you made the guacamole?
No. Send it down to tell me when you sent it before, if you would. And I will make that. Sarah bought a bag of avocados that are sitting on the counter rotting. She buys them and never uses them. She buys them
in the refrigerator.
You know, they go to rot in the refrigerator because you put them in there and they never, she never sees them out of sight, out of mind.
I put them in my salad every night. I like them cut up in my salad also.
Yeah.
I like the guac.
I put them on with a little bit of seasoning, salt or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love the taste of the avocados, but I don't get along with them well at all.
Oh.
The type O blood types do not get along with guacamole.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and so, but she's an A plus, so she gets along with it just fine.
Hi, folks.
she's actually going to be going to therapy tonight, so she gets, when she gets home tonight, she'll be absolutely totally wasted. So I said, well, if you'll send it down, or tell me when you send it down in the past, I'll find it, and I'll make it for her tonight when I get home, so I'll get home before she will tonight.
Sounds good.
It's a little shocking. Sure.
Anyway.
Well, everybody have a great day, but I just wanted to report that.
Thanks, Steve.
You were saying Joe doesn't get along with avocados.
Steve said he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm type O, and I don't have a problem with avocados, so don't put it on a blood type.
Well, it could be a fact that you're O negative as opposed to O positive.
I don't know. Let me see.
My husband is positive, and he loves them.
Yeah, I love them, but I have troubles with them.
Okay.
And especially if I tip them with tornadoes.
I'm O positive also.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I have to be real careful with avocados and tomatoes. It was interesting, one day I went out to the garden, and it could have been the grape tomatoes I was eating, but I raised some grape tomatoes, and they were just delightful to eat.
Yeah.
And I went out and had one of those, and I went back in and had like a half a dozen of the grape tomatoes, and I went back inside and had a half an avocado for breakfast, and within about a half hour, 45 minutes, I had a welt, or I can't think of what I wanted to call it, but anyway, just a sort of a welt come up over on the side of my temple, on both sides of my head, and it was literally just popped out. Was just nasty for about 2 hours and then went away instantly.
Huh.
And I'd never had, and that was when we were into the lifestyle that real closely, so I was watching and keeping track of everything I did. And that was the only thing I did unusual that morning, was I had those grape cherry tomatoes along with the avocado, and it was just like a hive came up on the side of my face, and it was just there for about 2 hours and gone.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, anyway, well, you have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. You too.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate what you do. Anyone have any final thoughts? Well, I appreciate everybody's input. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Good call, Nan.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.